from stpetecatalyst.com.
Hey, welcome again to Arts Alive, the St. Pete Catalyst Arts Podcast. My name is Bill DeYoung. So happy to be here with my friend Brenda McMahon from Gulfport, Florida. She's a ceramic artist, a fine artist, a fabulous artist, as a matter of fact, and a good friend. Welcome, Brenda.
Thank you, Bill. It's wonderful to be back chatting with you. Well, thanks for inviting us.
Always fun. And joining us also is Maddie Gottschall, who is from Gulfport, who is an artist, and she is a one of the two, is it, Rise and Shine winners. Brenda's mentoring you. What's your medium? What are you working?
It's mainly oil painting, so I consider myself a surrealist oil painter. So think of like Salvador Dali.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How interesting is that? You're a young person. I always think of surrealists as people who've been through life and seen it upside down. And so are you from Gulfport originally?
I'm from Hummelstown, Pennsylvania, actually. I moved to the area about a year and a half ago.
What brought you down here?
The arts. I was finishing college and I wanted to move somewhere that had more arts. I'm from a smaller town that didn't really have a whole lot. Mm-hmm. So it was between Brooklyn, New York, and St. Petersburg. So I ended up choosing here because it was during COVID and Brooklyn was not a good place to go.
Well, I think a lot of people will choose St. Petersburg given the choice.
Absolutely.
Anyway, we're going to talk to Brenda about her story and what brought her here in a minute. That one I happen to already know, but tell me what a Rise and Shine artist is in this context. What does that mean exactly?
So for this context, I applied for a Rise and Shine grant through Gulfport, which means that I'm an emerging artist. So I'm at the beginning of my career. Art is something that is a career path for me, not just a hobby. So grants like this really help me find my place in this area as an artist and establish connections with other artists and communities locally. So things like the Rise and Shine grant provide a foundation for me to be able to share my art with the community and also make connections to help me grow as an artist.
How did you meet Brenda? Brenda's an important figure in Gulfport in arts, but she's the one you should talk to if you want to accomplish something. Was that what it was, essentially?
Yeah, so as part of the grant, I have mentoring opportunities. So Brenda set a meeting with me as a part of the grant to answer some questions for me and get my story and find out ways to help me better place myself in this community.
How long have you been here?
About a year and a half.
You enjoying yourself so far?
Yeah, very much so. It's definitely a lot different than Pennsylvania in mostly good ways.
Mostly good ways. Mostly. Well, you know, you're here when our week of cold weather happens.
Yes.
The Fine Arts Festival is Saturday, the 11th, and in what's the name of the park? Veterans Memorial Park?
It's Veterans Memorial Park in downtown historic Gulfport, Florida. It's right on Boca Ciega Bay, so on a beautiful day. It's an absolutely gorgeous setting. And, Bill, it's what we call a boutique art festival in that there's 48 to 50 artists. So they're all, it's of course juried, and we've got contemporary craft and fine art and local artists and people who come in from out of town. So it's really a nice representation of the arts. And the boutique part means you're not going to get exhausted walking through 300 booths and walking around. And if you found someone and you want to think about it, you can easily find their booth again.
Oh, that does happen, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah. Which is really nice. And then of course you still have time to walk down beautiful Gulfport, downtown Gulfport, and hopefully visit my gallery.
Mm-hmm. And the Brenda McMahon Gallery, folks.
Thank you. And, yes. Of course, all the other wonderful businesses and restaurants in town. So it's a wonderful weekend in town for us.
Well, folks, you may have noticed that Brenda is an ambassador for the city of Gulfport and also for the arts community there. Brenda, let's talk about your story for a minute. You came from upstate New York. I want to say it was 2006 or 2007. Were you in Albany, Rochester? Where were you?
Yeah, you're better than me with numbers. It was actually 2007. I was in the Saratoga Springs area, a little town east of that called Greenwich, New York. I had a little 6-acre farm and a pottery there, and I had been a full-time artist since 1996. And I actually was doing art shows down here in Florida, as I did for a living for 26 years. And I was driving between art shows, and I got lost on the south side of St. Pete, and I found Gulfport. And I got out of my van, and I thought, I have no idea where I am, and this place is adorable. That was in 2007. Never intending to move to Florida or live in Florida, I proceeded to purchase a house, which was nice and affordable back then. and this became my home, and I love it.
Tell me about the, what is it? It's called the Albany Saratoga Pottery Trail. I saw that in one of your bios, and it just intrigued me because, as you said, you were doing art shows, but you were also putting things together.
Yeah. So the thing about me is I've always been a community worker. And so I love the arts and I love working with my artist community. So back when I was in the Albany Saratoga area, I was the founder actually of my first of three organized studio art tours, and it was the Albany Saratoga Pottery Trail, and it was just for potters, and it was based off the Minnesota Pottery Trail, which is very famous, and it was once a year, 2 days in the weekend, and all the potters had really different styles, so it was a way to celebrate the ceramic arts. So I did that for about 7 years. And then left the area. No, actually, I started a second tour there that was a mix of artists, fine art and craft. And that was the Washington County studio tour. And mm-hmm. I did that for about 6 years. I co-founded that with a few folks. And then when I came down to Gulfport, I was like, there are a million artists here. How come there's not an art tour? Mm-hmm. And there had been a few that didn't last. And so I interviewed the folks that ran them. And I said, seems to me a great place to have a studio tour. And so I did the research for about a year and then hooked up with really Ray Domingo and one or two other critical folks. And then we put it together and it's been great.
That's Art Jones we're talking about. And that was around 2017, as I recall.
That's right.
Look, I got ahead for numbers.
You do.
I'm like impressed. Martin Sheen on the West Wing. I can just pull these numbers out of my head.
Oh, my God, I love it.
So Art Jones meaning I'm jonesing for some art, man. Isn't that what it means?
It is.
Where it comes from?
It is. I give Ray Domingo all credit for that because he's like, man, I want people to be jonesing for art. Let's call it Art Jones.
That's so cool.
So it is cool. We have to explain it a little bit, but we're heading into, I believe, year 8 of the tour, so more and more people are familiar with the tagline.
That's fantastic. Maddie, do you live in Gulfport or are you in St. Pete somewhere?
I'm in St. Pete, mm-hmm. but close enough to Gulfport.
Okay, so you know all these people, and I'm going to ask you this. Gulfport is, you know, our city fathers, God love them, refer to St. Petersburg as a city of the arts. I take that with a grain of salt, but I think Gulfport is a city of the arts. There's a vibe there. I mean, if you spent some time there, what do you think it is about Gulfport?
I think it feels more small town, but being next to such populated areas, it kind of pulls a lot more of an art crowd than other areas. Mm-hmm. It's not as congested as St. Pete, so you don't feel so overwhelmed by your space. And I think that's a really good environment for artists to work in, compared to St. Pete especially.
I think it's also true that what Brenda was saying about there's not 300 artists at the chalet. You get to a point where you walk around Gulfport and you know which artists live there and
That's
work
right.
there.
That's right.
And which is for me a great way to transition into the Merchants Chamber and the work that you have done on the First Friday event.
Yeah.
Because I remember previously. He says, popping his peas, I told you we don't edit this. Previously, it was, you know, arts and crafts and stuff made out of shells and, you know, really nice stuff, but kind of this weird juxtaposition of things that didn't really belong together.
Yeah.
You, Brenda, pulled that apart. You made that First Friday just a fine art, a juried show.
I did. And this was one of the many COVID benefits. We started redesigning the art walk and then COVID hit. And so things shut down for a significant period of time. So I was the chair of the arts committee at the time and I sat down with a group of artists. And excuse me. The beauty of the art walk was it was artist designed, run by and supported by the Gulfport Merchant Chamber. And so we planned the whole thing, and it took a lot of work, and we did a wonderful job, and we made the First Friday Art Walk a juried event, and then the third Saturday Indie Fair, which is what it's called, more of a craft market, so more to like an artisan market. We really wanted to separate the two to distinguish between them. And I want to kind of a nod to Maddie. Part of what the Chamber did with that Rise and Shine grant program, and I ran that for 4 years, is we always consider Gulfport like an incubator community for young artists and emerging artists. And whether you're going to just explore something or really, like Maddie's very serious about her work, take it to a serious level, we want to give you the funds to help buy your tents and start your small business up. And also, in terms of the mentoring, give you the skills, because the hardest part of any art business is the business part. It's not the art part. Right. We all love being in the studio. If I could be in the studio more, I would. But I've got to run my gallery and my ceramic business. And Maddie's learning that firsthand as well. And so we really pride ourselves on being that kind of a community. And I think that's where we're really different from St. Pete as mm-hmm. well.
My mother used to, God rest her soul, used to go to Gulfport, I think, every Saturday to get her hair done.
Nice.
You know, she lived in St. Pete, you know, for many, many years. And there was just something about it. I mean, when I was in town, sometimes I'd go down and have lunch and, you know, hey, how'd it go, you know? Yeah. But there was always that, it's sort of a bit of Mayberry, and I mean that in the best way, with the... I don't know, with a little bit of bohemia also,
you know.
And it's just this incredible mixture of that. And how many artists do we know how many artists actually live in Gulfport?
It's so hard to know. There's so many artists. I mean, we have our Art Jones Studio Tour once a year. There's the Art in the Yard event that started a few years back. That's sort of like anybody can just go to their front yard and do whatever they've been trying for a week, a month, a year, 10 years.
And this is when artists literally come out of the woodwork.
Literally.
And say, look, I've been working in my garage.
Exactly. And my thought was, you know, with the professional artists, we're actually making a living working in our garages and nobody knows. And now with the other one, with the other event, it's like now everybody's who's working in their garage or their carport or whatever is coming out. And so it's really just very full of love and celebration. And it is like, you know, a little small town. I always say I'm kind of like the art mayor. Like everybody, I know everybody, and I wave to everybody, and it's fun. I just
her honor, the art mayor.
She.
When does that happen? Art in the Yard.
I don't know the exact dates, but it's coming up in March.
Okay, there you go. And Saturday, which is February 11th, is of course the Fine Arts Festival down in the park there by the water. Yeah, we used to go swimming there when I was a little kid because it wasn't all the way to the beach.
Yeah,
plus it was just funky and kind of neat. And, and you know, the history of Gulfport's fascinating. It was, what was it called, Confederate City or something years ago? And I wrote a vintage St. Pete story about the casino.
Yeah,
and researched all of that and learned lots about it. The picture's the old wooden casino on stilts.
Oh gosh.
And it was a dance floor. They'd have orchestras out there and somebody said, I think it was the band leader said, if you stand outside the building it would sway.
I bet.
Over the water.
Yeah. Well, the Gulfport Casino, they pride themselves on being the best dance floor in the state of Florida. And let me tell you, they wax and treat that floor like it is. They are so loving toward it. It's really incredible.
You said to me once, I'm not a potter, I'm a ceramic artist.
I did.
And so let's clarify that for people, what that means, and let's talk about what you do.
Yeah, so the reason I say that is not to be snobby, it's just to distinguish.
It came off as snobby.
Oh, thanks, so. Phil. A lot of people, when they think potter, they think you make cups and bowls. And so my distinction was to say, I don't make cups and bowls. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I love cups and bowls, but usually they're asking, like, the next question is, can you make me a bowl? And I kind of try to avoid that. And it's really just taking my ceramic appreciation into the fine art realm. So I do more of a sort of decorative, Japanese-inspired meditative urns that are quote-unquote non-functional, except they, you know, stir the soul and the heart, hopefully.
You worked on that a while, didn't you?
That's my English major coming out. And then, of course, I do these dimensional wall pieces, which are really 2D, 3D. Oh. And so that's the distinction, really. But when I'm among potters, I'm a potter.
The wall pieces are fascinating. What do you call them, 2D, 3D? They're in sections, right? So, in other words, as I remember, it's not like a mosaic, but it's each... There's multiple pieces to a bigger picture.
That's right. They're sculptural, dimensional, textural, and I can make them, because I use the single tile as the idiom, I can make them as large as I like. I just finished a commission that was 6 feet high by 6 feet wide. Now, you can't carry a ceramic piece that's 6 feet high by 6 feet wide.
Right.
But I break them into sections that they are manageable, and I installed it up in Bel Air, on a 20-foot wall in a great room. So it was pretty cool.
Do you get a lot of commission work?
I do almost exclusively commission work through the gallery. And so when I open the gallery, part of that kind of potter ceramic artist thing is making that fine art, fine craft distinction. And so the gallery is contemporary craft, fine art. And I do a lot of custom work, as many of the artists in the gallery do. But certainly for me, now that I'm not doing the art shows, I sell work off the wall, but probably more. I've got about 4 or 5 months in the queue right now of people waiting to work with me.
Has it always been that way since you came here? Or is that just how many years it's been, 15 years or something, that it's just increased because your name gets out,
your reputation
starts to precede you?
Well, I think part of it was I'd been doing commissions for 20 years on the road. I would do art shows all over the country, and I would do commissions for folks. Nobody here knew me, so they didn't know what I did. And so when I started the studio tour, they got to know me. They came to my studio. They saw what I did. And then, of course, when I opened the gallery, I've got artwork everywhere. So I get more and more commissions, which is cool because when I first opened the gallery, I was not sure it would support me personally. I was a little concerned about that because it wasn't an audience that knew they liked handmade. And I think what's happened is they just know what they like, and it's handmade, and they like it. So I kind of tapped into a whole new audience. So I'm doing great, and the gallery's doing great. I'm happy to say.
You don't still do art shows, do you?
No, I don't have the time or, quite frankly, the inventory.
Wow.
Or the stamina.
The inventory thing, that's a good problem to have.
That's right. I
can't keep up with
it. I'm constantly, I make work on the wall, especially for season, just so people can purchase that piece and leave. And
Duncan McClellan says pretty much the same thing.
Me and Duncan.
But I don't have the time, and he also doesn't have the inclination anymore, God love him. But he's like, I can't keep up with it because he does so much.
Well, that's it. And it was a beautiful 26 years. I was an art gypsy, and I did very well, and I absolutely loved my life on the road. And being off the road, I love my life off the road.
You're a journalist. Tell me about that. You with NPR or something?
I started my career. I was an English major. No, I actually didn't find ceramics till I was in my 30s, but I was an English major. And I got my first job at an NPR station in Albany, New York. Wow. So I did all the state capital news, and I produced a few radio shows there. And then from there, I either had to go to D.C. to advance or go to network. So I went to ABC affiliate in Albany, and then I went to the NBC affiliate in Albany, which is where I ended my 10-year career.
We're talking radio. Did you do TV as well?
No, that was the radio was NPR was radio, and then I moved to television.
Okay, so you did make that jump. I don't even know the networks still have radio networks. I don't either.
Yeah, I did I did television.
That's how important it is.
Wow, daily news.
So you have like VHS tapes in a drawer somewhere.
I know what VHS and Beta is. I ran the whole show there. It was really fun, which is why I'm a good artist organizer. I kind of have a good balance of skills, I guess. I've done all of that. And I was amazed when I became an artist. I was like, these media skills are great because I know how to get free press or tell people who to talk to in a newsroom. Like, I really know my way around a newsroom pretty well. So it helped me.
So let's talk trickle down. Now, that's working for someone such as yourself, Maddie, because as Brenda said, you don't just inherently know how to do your own media, how to sell yourself. In other words, some of us had to learn it. I learned it a long time ago and then unlearned it, folks. But so where do you want to go with your art career? What are you looking at? What would you like to see happen?
Whatever I can do that will fully support me as an artist. So obviously I'm participating in the Fine Art Festival this weekend. And that's a new world for me. So I'm starting to explore that and thinking about if festivals are a route that I want to take. They most likely are. So we'll see how this one goes. And I have another one coming up in March. So between those two, I might start doing that. I've considered working solely commission-based. I've considered working more as making what I like to make and then selling originals and prints of those things. So right now it's kind of a combination of all three of those and finding my footing there. But I think right now what I'm looking at is a combination of festivals and painting what I like.
You're a surrealist. Are we talking oils?
Yes, oil painting.
Well, I'd love to see some of your work. Send me some emails after we're wrapped up here. I'll put one in the story. I look forward to seeing it. You know, I think we've about covered everything here. If there's anything else that either you guys would like to,
I would just like to add a little bit about the gallery because I started an Artist of the Month program 2 years ago.
You read my, and you know, we're both journalists because that was the one thing I was going to bring up. So yes. Thank you. Please talk about your Artist of the Month program.
So part of my Artist of the Month program is really for people like Maddie to have an opportunity to have a gallery show, and it's a professional, high-quality gallery show, and everything that I offer as the curator of the show and an artist-owned gallery, so I know what the artist needs, and I know how to run a gallery. So that's really cool for me. So I have emerging artists as Artists of the Month, and I also have professional artists, and I have two stunning shows coming up right now, and I just finished a show in January. Gentleman paints classic cars, realism. This month, this woman is doing these beautiful architectural figurative work. International, she was in Italy teaching and working for 30 years. She's come back to this area. Christine Di Steola is in the gallery on the walls now. And next month in March, I have a woman who is a teacher at Eckerd College. I'm sorry, I'm spacing on her name because I'm so excited. It's Betsy Orb Lester, and she just won a Lifetime Achievement Equivalent Award through Eckerd College. Like 3 weeks ago, she called me and told me she won it, and she's going to be on the gallery walls in March. And so I have these stunning professionals. I have these fabulous emerging artists. And for me, like, I think I'm not only passionate about my work, but part of my work in community for the last 25 years has been when Maddie succeeds, I succeed. Mm. When I succeed, Maddie succeeds. So when all artists succeed, all waters rise. And I've always believed in that. And I don't want to be an administrator. I always want to be an artist, but I want to be, you know, I kind of want like the waters to rise together because we're all successful. And so my Artist of the Month program is so exciting to me because I always get fresh new work in the gallery. People love it. They come in and they see new stuff they never would have been exposed to. Young artists get opportunities they haven't yet had. Not
That's
to
important.
Say they won't.
It's important to change things up every once in a while because I think that isn't it true that, you know, a gallery, you know, if the same thing's in there all the time, people aren't going to stop in anymore.
Absolutely. I tell you, the best compliment I get is everybody that comes to the gallery says, oh my God, every time I come here, it's different.
You can't
give me a better compliment. Yeah, I'm like, all right, I'm doing my job. Anyway, I like to move stuff around.
And I noticed too, somebody had, I think it was Oria, who was Ona Curry and Alejandro Areñas, the jazz duo. It was Desiree's studio.
Oh, Desiree, that incredible. Yeah.
And is that a new thing to have sort of music and, you know,
well, Desiree is a musician and an artist, so she brings a beautiful twist to our community. So she's bringing, you know, these musicians are good and they're her friends. So she's bringing music into the venue of an art gallery.
What's our gallery called?
DRV, which is Desiree. I'm not sure what the R is, but Valero, I believe, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. But DRV Gallery, it's right on Gulfport Boulevard. Yeah. So Gulfport, when I opened Brenda McMahon Gallery, there was no other gallery. And now we've got Brenda McMahon, Desiree DRV Gallery. The Gulfport Art Center just opened a little gallery there just, I don't know, 6 months ago. And then another gentleman from the Warehouse Arts District, Chinese man, I don't know his last name to say it on the radio, but he opened a gallery just on Gulfport Boulevard. So we're becoming a little art mecca.
There you go. Well, it's always been an art mecca, really.
Yeah,
but,
it has.
You know, I think maybe you started things off by doing what you did and opening the gallery. And,
well, you know, you stand on the shoulders of those who came before you. So I couldn't have done what I did if it weren't for the 40 years of artists, you know, locating themselves and making art in Gulfport. So I'm humbled by the history that I was able to step into and then, you know, bring my energy to. So,
well, the 7th annual Gulfport Fine Arts Festival is this Saturday, February 11th from in the morning till the afternoon, unless you know. It's
10 to 5.
She knows. Brenda knows everything. So Brenda McMahon, Mandy Gottschall, pleasure to have you guys here.
You're awesome,
Thank you.
Bill.
And we will see you in Gulfport.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
From stpcatalyst.com.